Hi, I'm Quentin D'Souza, and you're listening to Getting Started with Education REI. Create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing. Make sure to check out educationrei.ca. In this episode, this member understands the importance of continually investing in their own education and the great returns that it can bring. Learning from his past, we find out how he managed to go from negative cash flow of $3,000 a month to a positive cash flow. Have a listen. What I wanted to do with this call is talk to you a little bit about where you were when you got started and then where you are now. So I remember when we got started, and we talked probably about a year and a half ago. You had a few properties that were not in a good cash flow position, right? And then and you were able to transition that into something now that's going to be cash flow positive. Maybe tell me a little bit about that, where you were before.
Yes, I talked to you about a year almost, I think in February or January of last year. And yeah, I was not in a good position because for the past couple of years, I've been investing properties that are cash flowing negative, and I was just investing for capital gains, the appreciation. And I found out that after a couple of years, it's not working out very well for me. It's hard to keep those properties. So I was looking for a way to get out of the situation. I was looking for somebody to help me because my real estate agent was telling me that I should continue this way. And it's hard to qualify for more mortgages. So I was kind of stuck. And I think I made the right choice to like join your program. It helped me greatly and I learned a lot.
What are some of the key takeaways that you had, would you say?
Key takeaway is that personally, I think everybody should be learning, like should keep learning. It's not like, You don't stop at a point, you just keep learning, and that's how you improve, and that's how you build wealth. And if you even pay for it, you gain much more back in return. So I would say don't be afraid to get a coach.
Well, that's great. You know, one of the things that and now I act more like a mentor to people than coaching, right? I've kind of moved away from that, and in education REI or Durham REI is how I kind of stay connected to the members. But one of the things that I know that you started off with was like when you say negative cash flow, we're talking probably about $2,000 a month negative cash flow, right? One about that for each. And
For the other one's about 1,000.
About 1,000, okay. So one was 2,000 and one was 1,000?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's $3,000 negative cash flow per month. And now we've transitioned that and you've moved to something that is definitely, you know, cash flow positive. You're going to be able to do well with that. It's a duplex conversion in Oshawa. Maybe talk a little bit about what you have done now in the type of investment that you have.
So I got a property off market from a wholesaler in Oshawa. It was in a good location north of Oshawa. It's not a big property, maybe around 1,000 square foot. So basically I'm renovating the downstairs. I just demolished the basement. And I'm building a three bedroom downstairs, and there's already three bedrooms upstairs. I've talked to the contractor. The contractor talked to the city, and they did all the plans and drawings. I'm going to modify the parking when the weather gets better. And I got coaching from you and about how to
get it done.
Do the conversion. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk to about was the rent. So what do you think the 3-bedroom upstairs you're going to be renting it for?
I'm hearing people rent it at even $2,000, but to be conservative, I would say maybe $1,800 or $1,900.
Okay, so so let's say $1,900 plus utilities. And then what about the lower unit? What are you thinking?
Lower unit is still 3-bedroom. So it, to be conservative, I would say $1,500 to $1,600, but it will probably rent more than that.
Yeah, I think your numbers are a little conservative, which are good. I think you're definitely going to be renting it for the upper for above 2,000, particularly with the location and the type of finishes in the property, like that kitchen, for example, right? And then the basement, I think you're probably a little conservative there too. So I think your gross rents will probably be close to about $4,000 a month, which will help to support your, because remember we're talking plus utilities. So maybe let's say $3,800 to be conservative. Okay. So $3,800 to be conservative, and now you're cash flow positive on that. What do you think you're going to be like cash flowing per month on that property?
It depends if I refinance or not, but I would say after refinance, I will probably cash flow a few hundred dollars a month.
A few hundred?
I was already contacted by my mortgage broker, and he was telling me even like after 3 months, I can get lower rates, and I can save a few hundred. So he's asking me to refinance already.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So after you refinance and you've done the work, what do you think you'll be left into the property? Approximately like 20% down?
I would say maybe 150,000 maybe.
Okay. So 150,000 in you so that's after the refinance?
That's right.
Okay, so what are you refinancing at, do you think?
It depends on how it gets evaluated, but I'm just thinking maybe in the higher 700s or maybe 800s.
I'm thinking you're a little light, buddy. So we're seeing numbers closer to like 950 now. I'm telling you, which in especially in that area of Oshawa that you're thinking. So you're probably, if you, the key at this point is not to put yourself in the position that you were before. Okay. So yeah. I want you to remember that. Don't put yourself in that same position where you're in a negative cash flow and it costs you to carry the no matter what anybody tells you, whether you can do it or not, don't do it. Okay. Unless it's very temporary, when I say temporary, less than a year to do something, to transition something, you should never be in a negative cash flow situation. I know cash flow isn't the big driver of what allows you to make money in real estate. It is that capital appreciation, but holding on to the asset as you've already experienced, right? It's very difficult when you have that negative cash flow situation. So I'm going to encourage you to do your numbers well. Okay. When you're doing your numbers well, make sure that you incorporate any property management costs and repairs and maintenance. Okay. So that you are cash flow positive, even if it's $100 cash flow and you've included repairs, maintenance, and property management costs into that number, I think that you're going to be fine. Okay. And so then I would encourage you to, hard cost as well. Remember insurance, property, property taxes, and your mortgage payment. And then from that number, you can decide on, how much you're going to be able to take out of the property. And I'm thinking you're probably, although you don't really think so, I think that you're probably going to end up pulling out a majority of the money that you put into that project. Okay. I would say you're probably going to be left in 50,000, right? Although you don't think so now, I'm fairly confident that you're going to be able to do that. Now, it always depends on how much you put into it. What was the purchase price, if you don't mind me asking?
I purchased for 565.
Yeah.
So I put around 120,000.
Yeah.
And now,
I think I think you're a little light on your appraisal. Anyways, however you go about doing it, what I wanted to just reiterate here is that you've made a big change from $3,000 a month negative cash flow to an appreciating asset that's probably done very well for you just in the time you've owned it, as compared to the other properties that you had in Markham. And now, you know, going forward, you have this one asset. My encouragement for you is don't just do it once. You've learned the process. You understand, you know, how to do this. Now take it and do it again and again and again. Rinse and repeat, right? That is the key for this strategy. And you are doing like a buy, fix, refinance, and rent. I think the kids now call it BRRRR. but you know, we've been doing it for decades. So it's really a strategy that works well if you're in an appreciating market and you're buying well, which you did on both senses, right? Most people wouldn't have been comfortable buying an off-market property because they don't understand the process. But you've bought properties before, and then you did something a little different. Can I ask you why you decided to do the like buy from a wholesaler and assignment versus doing it a different way?
Well, you get a better price when you buy it from wholesaler. But the thing is, there's more work to do. So you have to put in more time to fix the property. But in the long term, I think you can save some money doing it this way.
Yeah, and I think you did really well. I think this is one of the wholesalers is actually a member of the group, right? So yeah, that's right. So that's right. And so he was as a member of the actually, him and his brother are both members. And we actually have quite a few wholesalers that are members. But I think, funny enough, you know, you getting on those lists and taking action and then following up is a key, right? A lot of times people will not follow up, right? They won't get out of their comfort zone to do something different, or they'll just complain, right? Like, oh, there's no deals. There's nothing out there. I can't make it happen, right? But you went out there and you did it. So I think that's like kudos to you for going out and doing that. That was great.
Thanks. I think I got the property at a good time. And then after that, it started to take off. And now even like in a couple of months or even a month, I see price appreciates crazy prices.
Well, like what we're talking about always, right, is buying in the right area. If you're buying in the right area at the right price, you're going to get appreciation and you're going to get cash flow. Right. And, you know, there is challenges, you know, especially with what's happening now with lots of people looking for the same thing, it becomes more challenging. What you have to do is differentiate yourself. Right. You know, and over time, deals come to you. Now, a lot of times, like I'm not doing very much and people are bringing me opportunities because I have a good reputation. I always do what I say I'm going to do. Right. I'm not like I communicate in a way that is easy for people to feel comfortable with, but also that they know that if I say something to them, that that's going to happen. You know, for you, one of the things that we wanted to make sure was that we transitioned your portfolio to something that really makes sense. And I think that that's what we've been able to do. So I just want to congratulate you on making that happen, because it was you that did it, right? You like talking about it, everybody, I don't know how many people like just talk the talk, right? But you actually went out and did it. So yeah, kudos for you for actually making the big change and, you know, now owning a property that's going to be cash flow positive. So how do you feel?
I feel good. I feel a lot better than last year. But coming to the meetings, I see people have done it like a couple of times more than me. I have a full-time job and I don't plan to quit my job. So it's hard to manage everything. So I'm just starting slowly and plan to keep doing it. But I see other people, they have done really well, people in the club.
Yeah, and that's okay. You know what? It's not a competition. It's not a race, right? You know, it's a marathon. And for you, like the way that I see it is that, you know, you'll need maybe two or, you know, one or two more properties just like this one. And if you hold it for the long term and you have a long term point of view, you're going to position yourself well with the assets that come. And then like you'll have more and more cash flow that comes from this asset. You'll pay down the asset over time, which is another stream of income, and you'll get the appreciation that's part of that asset as well. So you get those three components to it over time. And if you had just two more of those and you held it for 20 years, what do you think that will look like for you?
Probably most of the like principal has been paid and there's so much appreciation. It's almost a like pension plan.
That's right. For a lot of people, it is. You know, if you hold those for 20 years, it's like you have this pension fund. And you had just add my encouragement to you is do it two more times, okay? At least.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, do it two more times at least. And I think that you'll put yourself in a really good position in order to help yourself to the future. Make sure you come out to the meetings. Right? Like we've got the March meetings and we've got those Q&A calls. So make sure you come out to the Q&A calls and just network and meet other people that are doing the same thing in the same area. That really is the key. And that's going to help you a lot more than anything else. And again, I just wanted to congratulate you for making the huge change in your portfolio and, you know, moving from $3,000 negative a month to, I'm going to say, at least a couple hundred dollars per month positive cash flow. And, you know, and without actually using a lot of your capital to do it, because I think you're going to be surprised about the refinanced value. And please let me know, okay, what that, I'm so curious to find out what your actual like refinanced value is. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Very cool.
Actually, my mortgage broker is your friend. He's from the same country as you.
Oh, okay. Cool. So we'll find out what happens then. And then, so let me know what that value is and how, you know, how you can push that to get to the number that you're looking for. Okay. And and just keep me updated. I'm interested to hear about your journey.
Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. I'm glad that you took the initiative and did it. And so keep it up, all right? Thanks for listening to my conversation with our new member. I hope you got some valuable information out of it. If you would like to create wealth, freedom, and security through real estate investing, make sure to check out educationrei.ca. Until next time, I'm Quinton D'Souza. Get out there and take action.